Hi, so today we're talking about how to talk to men about commitment. So this is the stage where you guys have been dating for maybe a couple of weeks and a few months and things are going well and you want to know if the relationship has potential to go the distance. You want to know if he's your boyfriend, essentially. So usually this topic is a little bit awkward and weird, and I know a lot of women are afraid to outright ask for it because they're just afraid of scaring men away. But there are ways several playful ways you can bring it up. So one, you can be like, "Oh, my friends are asking me if I should bring my boyfriend or plus one to this upcoming wedding. I wasn't sure what to say. What do you think? What should I tell them?" And his answer will tell you a lot. Or you can say something along the lines of, "This guy at the library keeps checking me out, and I think he asked me out the other day. I didn't say yes or no because I wasn't sure how you feel about it. We haven't had this talk before, so I just wanted to check in. What do you think?" By asking him a question, you're creating an open-ended conversation. It's not a yes/no kind of answer, right? He has to actually think about it. So the number one tip in this situation is to pause, give him time to answer, especially if he wasn't expecting this conversation. He probably wasn't prepped for it. So where a lot of women go wrong is they try to fill the silence and overcompensate for the guy. But this is where, if you want a guy to lead, you need him to think about it, process his thoughts, and tell you what he thinks. And this is why creating a safe space is so important. So when you're having this conversation, make sure that it's not preempted by a text that says, "Hey, we need to talk tonight," or "I need to talk to you about something," because that all often has really negative connotations. So, just bring it up very, very casually and ask the question. But give him time to answer because a lot of the times the guy is just thinking, he's processing his thoughts. So you want to give him space and time to chase you, to pursue you. His answers will say a lot. So if he says something like, "I'm just looking to have fun right now," or I think we're really good friends, "I think you're a great girl, but I'm not ready for something serious," don't be afraid for a response like that because in him saying that, he's just saving you time. Can you imagine bringing this conversation up 6 months down the track, and he's not ready? That's 6 months gone. So don't be afraid of the answer that you get. Just go with it and just be ready to accept whatever he says. Because when you go into that conversation with that mindset, a guy feels that emotional safety to express his thoughts, whichever way the conversation goes. And that's how you get the most honest conversation. Out of any relationship is, by showing that people that whatever they say, you'll listen and you'll be open to it, you'll be receptive of their message. So I hope this helps you today. This is a snippet of what we share in my new course, Goodbye Casual Dating. It's actually ready now. It's taken months, months to put together, but if you are wanting to understand how to go from casual dating to a committed relationship, and really understanding the roadblocks that prevent couples from going from casual to committed, then this is the course for you. I'll leave a note in the show notes. And yeah, I'll see you next week or meet you next week with my next podcast. Thanks for listening. Bye.